Let's hear what it says in your morning papers with Lisa Pereira.
Today's newspapers are dominated by two stories, the election of Micheál Martin as Taoiseach and the arrival of Storm Éowyn. The storm is straightforward. It's bringing danger. Hurricane force winds in worst storm for 60 years, says the Irish Independent. Dread alert, says the Irish Sun, over a full-page map of Ireland covered in red. The Belfast Telegraph quotes First Minister Michelle O'Neill as saying, "There is a danger in thinking that this is just like any other storm. This is a red alert." Turning to the election of Micheál Martin and his new cabinet, there's a range of approaches. Profound honour as Martin finally appointed Taoiseach, says the Irish Examiner. New Taoiseach pledges diplomatic trade offensive with Trump's America, says the Irish Times. Jobs for the boys, says the Independent. And there's a front page photo of lots of men in suits with a few women scattered in between to illustrate the point. The Times reports on the arrest of two teenage girls on suspicion of pressuring vulnerable adults to hand over money. It's a follow-up to a story which emerged on Liveline yesterday when Ruth Sperling spoke about her 23-year-old son Joshua, who has Down syndrome. On a day out in Dublin from his home in Greystones, Joshua was approached by two young women and coerced into withdrawing hundreds of euro from an ATM. Other stories covered by most papers are the resentencing of Cathal Crotty to 2 years in prison for his assault on Natasha O'Brien. His earlier sentence of 3 years fully suspended was overturned on appeal. The shortfall of over 3,000 homes in the last government's target for house building. And the Oscars, where the film Kneecap failed to get a nomination. In The Times, writer and director Rich Pepiat is quoted as saying, "To even get close to the Oscars conversation is fantastic. We'll dust ourselves off." Producer Trevor Burney said, "A year ago we were at Sundance and we thought that was the high point. Here we are a year later, still talking about Kneecap."
Lisa, thank you.